from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
If they lost any of those other 9. When you stack up most tailor-made schedules to make the playoff in the SEC this year, I think Missouri starts the conversation. They got the absolute best schedule draw in the conference when you combine their conference schedule compared to and add in a cakewalk in the non-conference. Missouri's got the best situation schedule-wise to make the playoff. Then I think the conversation moves to Ole Miss and Tennessee. I think those two teams, they got a few tough games. They both have to play Georgia. Okay, so they're probably both going to lose to Georgia. But then they got like 2 other really tough games. If they can go 1-2 in those two, or 1-1 in those two games and finish at 10-2, they could find themselves on the right side of the playoff. You know, for Ole Miss, that's the LSU-Oklahoma games we're talking about. They need to split there. For Tennessee, that's a home game against Alabama, road game against Oklahoma. They need to split there. And we could be talking about playoffs for both those teams. I just think with Tennessee, I'm not convinced they're going to beat Oklahoma on the road. I think they would actually be an underdog in that game if the line is set right now. And I think there's a possibility for them to blow one somewhere along the line because their defense, particularly the pass defense, I think leaves them vulnerable, where I feel a little bit better, I think, about Ole Miss's defense. So if I gotta take one of them at 10-2, I'm leaning Ole Miss and Tennessee at 9-3.
Was there a team that you said you were watching casually? Was there anyone that stood out, like, body language wise? Like, oh, they think they're going to be better than, you know what I mean? Like the positive body language. Like, oh, I kind of noticed that.
Well, I don't think he thinks he's going to be better than I think he is, because I think Texas is going to be really good. But Sarkisian, I mean, Sark is just...
When he was riding that mechanical bull?
He is all confidence. I mean, he just, in terms of, like, fun personalities in the SEC and, like, maybe being willing to say something. We know Kiffin's kind of funny sometimes. I mean, he's the king of sarcasm or whatever. I don't actually think he's good at media days. It's like the worst event for him. But Sark is different. He's got a little bit more of a gregarious personality. I mean, not to the level of like a Sam Pittman, but he's more gregarious than Lane Kiffin. I mean, anybody is compared to Lane, right? And I mean, Sark will say some things that it doesn't take you like 3 seconds to realize that that's funny. I mean, he had a great line when talking about the rivalry with Arkansas, Texas's rivalry with Arkansas. I mean, there's so much focus on the rivalry with A&M being renewed, and rightfully so. I think it's going to be one of the biggest games in college football this year. But as Sark put it about Arkansas, he said, "I think Arkansas fans hate Texas more than they like themselves." And it was such a good line. I truly think he didn't even mean that as a dig about Arkansas fans. I think he just meant it as like a factual statement of how heated Arkansas feels in that rivalry with Texas. I mean, it's just, that was the quote of media days that I feel like almost got overlooked And it didn't happen in the main room. It was in one of the TV rooms, so you had to watch the video of the TV room to catch it. But, yeah, that was the line. Arkansas fans hate Texas more than they like themselves. And the beauty of it was Sam Pittman gets on stage later and is asked about that Sarkisian comment. And Pittman, you know, is a former assistant in Arkansas. He's now been the head hog for a few years. Like, he should know, right? And he was asked about this comment from Sarkisian that Arkansas fans hate Texas more than they like themselves. And Pittman said, yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, I mean...
he agreed, which was great theater as well.
I guess let's wrap here. If we look up, and let's say the SEC gets five teams... And I'm going to give you Georgia, Texas, Bama. But I'm going to tell you Ole Miss, Tennessee, Missouri don't make it. I assume you're taking LSU, but who else would you take?
Okay, so you're taking Missouri, Tennessee, and Ole Miss off the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking LSU as the fourth, and then I'm taking Texas A&M as the fifth, because I like A&M's schedule. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
It's funny because I think I had the same answer.
Yeah, I think A&M needs to be stronger at wide receiver for them to be a really front line playoff contender. It's such a offensive sport now. It's such a quarterback driven sport, and I don't know that A&M has the quarterback to get them to the playoffs. I think Connor Wigman is fine. He's a middle of the pack SEC quarterback.
I kind of liked him.
I mean, I guess it's like, what's the standard here? I mean, A&M's not had a lot of great quarterbacks in the last 20 years. So if that's the litmus test, like,
they did have the most exciting one of the last 20 years.
Well, that's true. Aside from Johnny Manziel, A&M has not had a lot of great quarterbacks in the last 20 years. So, I mean,
they've had a lot of expensive ones.
True. Yeah, that is true.
Kellen Mond, that boy was on NIL before NIL.
I mean, Kellen Mond is probably the number two A&M quarterback behind Johnny Football. I mean, you're going back a ways. And Kellen Mond was a nice SEC quarterback. They had some solid years with him, but like, I don't know that any opponent, you know, was scratching their head.
You put some respect on Tannehill's name.
Yeah. I mean, were any opponents on Wednesday of game week scratching their head saying, boy, how do we stop Kellen Mond or Tannehill on Saturday? You know,
A&M thought so much of Tannehill, they put him at receiver.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know. I think Wigman is fine. He's good, but this is a conference loaded with great quarterbacks this year. Like, if we're having an SEC quarterback draft, he's not cracking my first five or six rounds. I don't think so. They got a middle of the pack quarterback, and combine that with he's got average wide receivers. And I think they're pretty good elsewhere, but that's why I don't really see them as a frontline playoff team. But if you're telling me that Ole Miss, Missouri, and Tennessee don't make it, but five from the SEC get in, I think that means that A&M is really solid on defense. They got just enough offense, and Elko proves he's a better coach at this stage in his career than Jimbo Fisher was, and they cash in on that schedule to get to 10-2. And let's not forget that Texas, as much as I like Texas, and I don't think there's a lot of cracks in the Texas armor, they're going to Kyle Field, and the first time those teams have played in 13 years, that place is going to be bananas on Thanksgiving week. And just imagine, you know, just imagine if
A&M
somehow
got to play spoiler.
A&M gets there, yeah, at 9-2, and it's a make or break game to get to the playoff. Oh my, what a storyline that would be! So they are my like ultimate playoff dark horse of teams that like have some hope of a chance. You know, it's not just crazy talk. I think A&M is my dark horse.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
That is Blake Topmeier, SEC columnist, of course, for the USA Today Sports Network. You can read his work over at commercialappeal.com. When we come back, let's get into the list. Team USA returns to action. We've got more of an update on whether or not the NBA on TNT is dead. I want to get into that as well. The Open Championship going on as well. We'll do all that when we come back on the list next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
The NBA on TNT.
You just made the list!
Connor, I guess it might not be dead. This is a report from CNBC. Alex Sherman has the report. With the National Basketball Association media rights approaching final form, Warner Brothers Discovery is about to make its play. The league has sent official terms of its proposed new media rights contract to Warner Brothers Discovery, starting a 5-day period where the media company can choose to match a package of broadcasting rights. A TNT spokesperson confirmed the receipt of the document and acknowledged the company is currently reviewing the terms. Warner Brothers Discovery received the contract framework on Wednesday night, according to people familiar with the matter, who asked not to be named because the details are private. The media rights deal, as currently constructed, includes deals with Disney, Comcast, NBC Universal, Comcast's NBC Universal, and Amazon for three different packages of games, totaling $76 billion over 11 years. Good freaking Lord. Warner Brothers Discovery intends to match a package of games that has been slotted for Amazon, as CNBC first reported in May, which includes both playoff games and the in-season tournament, according to people familiar. Amazon signed a deal with the NBA to pay $1.8 billion for its package. So I believe if we're calling it Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, or Package 1, Package 2, Package 3, they are bidding on Package 3.
Okay.
So Disney, ABC, ESPN, they have package one. NBC has package two. Amazon had package three. They're now going after the third package. Now, this is what Sherman writes about the next steps. When Warner Brothers Discovery formally announced its intention to match, it's unclear what will happen next. The NBA may or may not have the right to reject Warner Brothers Discovery matching rights, and the league has been working with its lawyers for months in preparation of a potential lawsuit, according to people familiar with the matter. Warner Brothers Discovery's Turner Sports has been the broadcast partner of the NBA for almost 40 years. The company plans to argue that its matching rights, a holdover from the current media deal, applies to Amazon's package of games, even though that package has been earmarked for a streaming-only service. Along with its cable network TNT, Warner Brothers Discovery owns Max, a competitor to Amazon's Prime Video. All right, so with all that jargon, I'll bottom line it the best I understand because I feel like I follow this story pretty closely. Number one, also, Andrew Marchand of The Athletic reports the new deals do not have matching clauses.
Right.
So that, I will say this, the fact that they got it out of there, I think the NBA knows at least they've got, they are going to have a legal issue over it.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Correct. Now, as always pointed out, Adam Silver's an attorney. I feel like they think they can get around this, but that will be the real question because in the end, if it's a matching clause and Turner says they want to match, like, it feels like if you win, it's going to be semantically. And so now maybe that's enough. But what I find really, really fascinating is this is the thing that's bothered me about news consumption in particular. I feel like the NBA used media to like spin this to where everyone has thought, like, to me, like, this is where this was always headed. This was always going to head to some point where Warner Brothers Discovery was going to say, we are matching and we'll see you in court. We have a matching clause. We think it holds up. We're matching. But everyone just kept doing this panic thing and about losing the NBA on TNT when we hadn't gotten there yet. And then I also think the NBA kind of used that to drive the price up.
Yeah, I think it's very clear that the NBA just doesn't want to be in business with Turner anymore. I think that they would rather be with Amazon because I think that they... One, I think that they think it's going to be more secure moving forward because we can be honest about it. Warner Bros. Discovery is just, it's very chaotic right now. And dealing with somebody like David Zaslav every single time you have to have negotiations has to be a headache. And you can't really trust him. And that's why what's really interesting about them wanting to match, part of me feels like it's not 100% serious and it's just him wanting to mess with the NBA and to be like, I'm going to make this really difficult for y'all to go away, because we've also already heard that they didn't want to match any of the packages. And now we're getting reports, too, that Warner Bros. Discovery is having financial issues. So they are having to consider splitting up into two different things, into two different companies, when they just had the merger. So the idea of it now is that Warner Bros. Discovery might be splitting up into two different companies, one for streaming and studio assets and one for a cable network asset. So basically, they're going to split back up and one's going to be Warner Bros. And HBO and Discovery again. So the merger that they just did clearly did not work. So they're going to have to split up again. So why would they want to commit all of this money to the NBA when they're already having financial issues? So that's why part of me is wondering, are they doing this just to be petty and to make it difficult for the NBA?
See, if you tell me that this is posturing, I don't think it's pettiness to be difficult. I think what they're doing, though, is you could tell me Zaslav from appearances, because everyone's public reaction was, how can you lose the NBA?
Right.
He's making it look like that he would give a fight.
I tried.
Yes. If you told me it's posturing, I buy that. The one thing I would push back on that you said, though, it wasn't that they didn't want the NBA. They did not want the NBA at the price that they were getting.
Sure.
So, because the thing that never made sense to me was they have a matching clause, and essentially Silver said, well, you could have had it for $2.2 billion, but now NBC is going to buy it for $2.5, but if you want to match, it's $2.8. It's like, well, that's not matching. That's outbidding. And so I have thought all along, TNT or whatever, Warner Brothers Discovery, they were never going to overpay because their first complaint was, you're making us pay a lot more for less. And they didn't want to do that. Now, the point that you make that I think is 100% spot on, it very much seems like the NBA is ready to be in business with Amazon.
Yes. I think they saw it work for the NFL and they want to go that way.
I think you're 100% right on that. I also think, I don't think the NBA necessarily cares whether or not they're in business with Turner. I think that they just decided, like, if Turner pays this price, we're in business with Turner, but we've set this inflated price. They don't pay it. We'd rather be in business with NBC now and Amazon.
It just feels like if Turner matches and they are able to get this, we're just going to have the same discussion down the road, and they're going to, and the NBA is going to try to go to Amazon whenever they can.
Yeah, but
like,
it's
it feels like you're putting. But
it's 11 years.
No, I guess it is 11 years. Yeah, and they, you know, and I guess they do need eyeballs.
I'm trying.
Question
to
though, how much longer is Chuck and them going to go? You know what I mean? Like, are they going to be around for 11 more years?
My gut says no,
because that's their, that's kind of their cheat code, or that's the card that they're playing, is what we have inside the NBA.
Yeah, and
so I guess play it while you can.
Like, that matters, I think, to fans, but on this particular argument, I don't think it's going to matter.
I think Zaslav thinks it matters.
Like, I think for my public sentiment, it matters, but there's no way, I think, in a court of law. Like, to me, it's going to simply boil down to if the NBA is right, or if TNT or whatever, Warner Brothers Discovery is right, in that a matching clause means we get to match. But I can't tell if the NBA is doing kind of the bully move of good luck, like kind of the Game of Thrones, like that's your only defense, a piece of paper. Like, that's it.
We can figure that out.
Yeah, we will get around that. I mean, I think the other interesting thing, though, is if, I wonder this, if we've seen this happen before, if Warner Brothers ends up losing, I wonder if they just say, fine, deals, we'll opt out of next year and we're going straight to Amazon this year. Because I think if you made me, my ultimate NBA media prediction would be, if you made me guess where we watch, I think Amazon is going to end up being like where League passes. Like, all the local rights, I think, are eventually just going to be on Amazon.
Would you be happy with that?
Probably, because it means, A, if you have Prime, like, there's probably going to be a surcharge, but like,
sure,
it's probably going to be $5 a month.
Well, they might do it. We've seen a few, like Apple TV, for instance. You can do the MLS package, and you just pay extra for it. So I do wonder if it's like pay for your local NBA team.
I think
because it's not going to be a whole league pass type of deal.
Well, I actually think
they might offer that.
So as Diamond Sports continues to lose more providers, it seems very obvious to me that Diamond's not going to make it out of this bankruptcy. So most Grizzlies fans, if you're a cord-cutting Grizzlies fan, I think you got one more year of Bally's in the Bally's app. Bally's and Bally's app. And then if you made me predict the NBA teams that are part of Diamond Sports, they're going to get packaged to Amazon, and you're going to buy either you're going to buy it through Amazon for streaming. The next question to me, though, is, will those teams be able to sell their own, like, sell their own games locally to, like, hardline linear TV? So, like, for me, I'm not watching on the Bally's app. I watch on DirecTV. Like, is there going to be, because when that deal went through, Amazon has all of the digital rights. So all the streaming rights belongs to Amazon from Diamond Sports. Are they still going to spin off local broadcast now for the Grizzlies just going to be on Amazon?
Well, and see, this is where I keep going back to, I will miss inside the NBA. It will be so much easier to watch the Grizzlies, though, if it goes to Amazon. And if that happens, the deal that was struck and the idea that we had a game on every single night and you'd be able to find your local team, I'm for that. It has been such a headache to try to watch the Memphis Grizzlies the last few years if you don't have cable. I am kind of like, listen, I understand that Amazon might not be the good guys here, but it makes it easier. And I will pay for the convenience.
I also think Amazon's inevitable.
Yes, also that. That's another thing. It's TNT, at the end of the day, Warner Bros. Discovery, which is a studio that is hemorrhaging money right now. They're literally writing off movies. Are trying to go up against the NBA and Amazon.
Well, the funny thing is, like, the NBA's kind of distracted us with this, of making it be like a TNT NBA versus Amazon thing. Let me tell you what's going to upset the most people. Y'all, get ready for a lot of the cock.
And I don't know. The peacock?
Yes. I don't think there is a cable a cable company that I hate more than Comcast Universal. Did you see what Peacock did yesterday?
No, I haven't been on the cock in a while.
So obviously, if you're a golf fan, or for, you know, that's where they've put a lot of the major championships. They just straight up raised the price again, and now
great.
I think it's like up to like $12.
I missed that email.
Yeah, like they it was like first thing in the morning. Congratulations, you're watching the Open Championship. By the way, your price just went up. That's awesome. And let me tell you what, y'all. If you've not experienced the cock, that app is so bad.
And it's very frustrating.
It's awful.
Because their library is really good, but it's such a headache to deal with. If you ask it to scroll past the first thing that's on the screen when you first load it up, it's as if it's never been opened before in its entire life. It has no idea what to do. It just starts jumping around. It will start things randomly that you have not even clicked on, trying to watch live sports on it. It crashes at minimum 3 times every single game.
It's awful. And then, you know, the other thing about it is you cannot scroll in the, like, if you're watching something,
yes,
you have to exit out to go and find something else. You cannot scroll during, like, the middle of it. My whole thing about the Peacock app is everything about it feels cheap.
By God, if you try to rewind.
It's the worst.
Good luck. You might as well just restart the episode.
I owe the cock an apology. Hulu's the worst.
For rewinding?
Yes.
I actually, hot take, Max is the worst for rewinding. It
used to be, but now it's gotten better. Since the last update, it got better. The problem that annoys me on Max is it feels like the first 10 seconds you have to, like, I have contacts. I'm like, do I have my contacts in? It looks like it's just blurred. Like, it's just terrible. And then it takes like 10 seconds for it to be like, okay, no, it's fine. And then if you're a golf fan, like what NBC does to major championships, it's literally, it's the South Park cable company. Like, just, oh, that's too bad. Oh, that bum you out? Like, oh, you actually want to watch golf? No. Oh, no. Here's more commercials. Here's some playing through. Shut up.
Speaking of Paramount and South Park, I'm glad that they were safe. They are not going to get lost in all of this stuff. Skydance came in and saved Paramount. So at least throughout all this cable cutting and mergers, Paramount Studios will hold strong for now. It is a historic studio that I am happy will still be around.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I have Paramount Plus.
I have Paramount Plus through Amazon. So it's really smooth.
I don't know what I have it through.
Every once in a while, you'll find a deal where they're like, have Paramount Plus for 6 months for $3.99.
Yeah,
and I'm like, deal. Every time I go to cancel it, for $5
for a year. The South Park specials are, everyone has been a home run.
Every single one.
It's been phenomenal. What else have I watched on there? What was the making of the Godfather that you recommended me with Miles Teller?
What was it
called?
Something
like that?
No. I can't remember what it's called. I'll look it up. I can't remember what it's called.
That was good. You're right. That was a good recommendation.
He just died.
Miles Teller?
No. Miles Teller did not just die. No, the guy he was playing.
The producer.
Yes.
Yeah. Miles Teller was in the celebrity golf
tournament. The Offer, yeah.
Miles Teller was in that celebrity golf tournament. I was shocked. I thought the guy was like a good athlete. His golf swing was horrible.
Baseball player.
Yeah, but usually those guys can hit it.
Every once in a while. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. He was. Okay, let's go with the Open Championship.
You just made the list.
All right, the Open Championship going on as we speak. Shane Lowry gets it to the clubhouse with a 2-shot lead. He carded a 69 that included a double bogey, but really, the big story, I think, so far is, like, it's Shane Lowry, and you don't really, like, it just feels like this is, like, his tournament. The other big stories for me is, like, number one, this tournament is actually, like, rocked to watch. The wind is howling, and it's one of these golf courses, Connor, where it's not either straight into you or straight behind you, and so it's basically every wind is across, and guys just have no idea where the ball's going. Like, they are lost. There's a hole that's about 110 yards. Nobody's hitting the green.
Incredible.
And it's been fantastic to watch. Guys are just ejecting left and right. Max Homa made a birdie on the last hole to make the cut. Bryson misses the cut. Tiger misses the cut. Rory was god awful. He had like another. He had another triple today. That was sick. But overall, I've enjoyed this. This has been a good watch, despite the fact that it's on Peacock and NBC USA. The worst. I did find myself yesterday. I came home. It's like Suits is on.
I've never seen Suits. Everybody keeps telling me to watch it.
I've only watched it when I leave USA on. Like, that's it. It's like when you've been watching basketball all night on TNT and you wake up the next day and you turn on your TV and you're like, why am I watching Charm?
I haven't done a Rory check-in with you recently. How's our guy doing? It seems like he's had a rough go here recently.
I don't know. This is just like when it's really windy, my guy, it's just not for him. He hits it so high, the wind just eats it up. Like, we're just moving on. We're on to next year. We're on to Augusta. we had four majors. We topped two. Like, I really don't think, like, as awful of a choke job as the U.S. Open was, like, I don't think that's what happened here. I think he just got eaten up. Like, it really wasn't like, oh my God, he's got scar tissue.
I mean, when's the last time he had a really good tournament? It feels like it's been a minute.
Well, the U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open?
Uh-huh. And as long as he didn't have to putt. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, games of the weekend. Let's take a look at the schedule. Team USA is in action. But more importantly, there might be some personal games that we need to get into. We'll discuss that when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Games of the weekend is a very difficult thing. And the other thing that I've noticed the last 2 days, and I didn't know if this would happen one way or the other, but I now find myself just waiting for either Aaliyah to fall asleep or for there to be a moment where I can just go play college football 25.
That's all that matters in life right now.
I cannot believe how good it's been.
It is, because I was able to play it. I got access to it last night at 11.
So you didn't do the, I did the Madden, I did the combo where you got both or whatever. I could download it early.
I just decided I was busy this week, so I was like, the best time I'm going to be able to play it wouldn't be until Thursday anyway, and I can watch people play clips, and to be quite honest, I needed people to go before me so I learned what not to do,
yeah,
and things like Road to Glory, for example. So I was able to access it yesterday at 11. I did it immediately at 11 o'clock and found myself playing that game until 2 a.m.
It is one of those things where maybe it's like right place, right time, because we've talked about, like, we are in the era of nostalgia.
Yes.
And it's working. I also think, like, I give EA credit. Number one, I think the rollout has been spectacular.
Very good.
Like, they've done an unbelievable job of
marketing. Well, the game works. That's one thing.
The main thing is the game has, it still has the vibes of, like, the last time I played it. It's harder.
It's much harder. It's a lot harder, but it still has the feel to it. It's if you have any sort of muscle memory from 14, you will be decent at it to start, but the learning curve is making it fun. Like, I've enjoyed not being able to come in and just dominate. Like, I've gotten my ass kicked multiple times already while I've been playing this game.
My honest biggest complaint about it, I know you can play online dynasties against your friend. I wish you could just play an online game, like Madden.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just play someone online.
I haven't touched Dynasty yet. All I have done is Road to Glory. That is the only thing I have done so far.
And I basically, because I haven't found a playbook yet.
Uh-huh.
That's a big, I'm just doing play now, playing the computer, because I'm still trying to, before I really dive in and figure out how I'm going to, like, play it for reals, if you will, I want to be more comfortable. But the other thing about it is the sounds are incredible. Like, I feel like it used to be you would hear certain schools, their fight songs. You're like, that's off.
Right.
Like, it was just like, it's like, did they download that on Napster? Now everything sounds amazing.
Well, even in the games, too, the in-stadium music,
yes,
and the crowd noise, you feel like they're on top of you. It was nuts. My first game, so I ended up doing a 4-star quarterback, and
Good, but not too good.
Not too good. Good, but not too good. I didn't
good enough to make you play.
I like, had enough.
To
I
not
had,
be frustrated
well,
playing.
So I have a buddy of mine who is currently unemployed, and he was able to access the game early. He is already
unemployed.
He is already on his almost done with his second Road to Glory career. So he just gave us a cheat sheet and was basically like, listen, doing a 3-star is fun, but you're not going to play for 2 to 3 years. So if you actually want to play,
just wasting time.
Yeah, just go do 4-star and do the drills freshman year. I committed to Notre Dame. I had a chance to go to Memphis, but I decided to go to Notre Dame. I don't know why, but I felt coming back, it was the nostalgia play. Coming back to the game, Notre Dame is a historic program in college football. Rudy vibes, it's just, all of that was swirling around, and the classic of it brought me to Notre Dame.
Well, it's like, do you also really want to waste hours of your life playing UTSA?
Also
in Charlotte.
It was fun.
Like, it's like, yeah.
So I've completed my freshman year, and this morning I won the job of QB1 in my sophomore season.
A momentous
season.
Day.
I did a lot of fist bumps. I may have called my wife when she was at her work, and she has a very important job. She works for AllSac St. Jude, and I called her to make sure she knew I won my quarterback battle, and she had to take time out of her day trying to save children to hear about my dumbass playing college football 25. And to her credit, she was very happy.
Wait,
for me.
What are the other personal features? Like when you're doing Road to Glory.
So they have a really cool thing now where you do have to keep up with your GPA, your leadership. You do have you have NIL deals.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. But the point system that they do now, I'm very much enjoying it because it really is just about the time that you want to put into the game. Like if you don't simulate things and you actually do every single practice, by the way, here's a hint for everybody that hasn't started. When you're doing the practice, you're going to suck at first, but you've got to find the drill that's a gold mine for you.
Yeah, the one that, yeah.
And there is one specific drill. It's the option one. Even if you're a pocket passer and your quarterback is not
points.
A scrambler, it's because there's only three defensive players, and you give it to your running back, and they can outrun everybody because it's two offensive linemen and a linebacker trying to keep up with them, so they can never touch them. Here's what you do. You do option every single time, and you just give it to your running back. You just give it to your running back. If it's going inside, you keep it and you flip it. If it's anything going on the outside, you're giving it to the running back, and they'll rack up the points for you. And because you have to gain your coach's trust.
Yeah.
And that's how you get into QB battles. And then you have to do drills against other quarterbacks. And then you finally get into the game. And do you know what my first game was, Jeffrey?
Let's see. Miami.
At Miami. My first game. When I tell you the controller was shaking in my hands, threw two picks in my first five passes. I settled down and we won the game, but two of my first five passes were picks. You feel it because your character, the vision that they have, it's messed up, and you don't see the icons over your receivers. So you're just kind of guessing what they – I don't know if that's X or triangle, but I'm throwing it, and you usually throw it right to the other guy.
I will say, I think my biggest...
I'm getting there, though.
My biggest complaint so far is we all get that it's harder to go on the road. It feels like it's too hard to go on the road.
It is difficult.
Like, it's almost impossible if you're on the road. Like, you better remember what the play you called.
100%. You have to remember the play. And you don't have any control over the plays yet. You can try to pick a new one,
that's
but it's usually just the other. That's just the different version of the same play because they have no trust in you yet. So you know, I've been enjoying it though because I've been playing on All American, and it is difficult enough to where I didn't want to come in and just dominate the games. Like it's fun for like a game or two to rack up like 400, 500 yards, but it's not realistic. And it's been fun feeling that pressure. And to be quite honest, I've already cussed out my receivers a couple of times because the receivers get freaked out too by the crowd. Like their hands get worse if the crowd is being loud and they have a meter. And the Mo Bamba moments are amazing. I will say though, I went from Miami to Boston College the second game. Oh my God, I beat the living hell out of Boston College.
There was like 12,000 people in Chestnut Hill.
Yes, dude, I threw for like 400 yards.
You're playing on the CW?
Wild. Yeah, I could have done it with my eyes closed.
All right, what would other options be? All right, we got Team USA taking on South Sudan. That feels like a
bloodbath.
Yeah.
Well, especially with Durant coming back.
Yeah, but it's also just like, that just feels like they're going to roll.
Team USA is going to be fun for now to watch for like the first half, and then you're like, oh, this is over. Okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't even feel like if Canada really is the stiffest competition, like I just I do not believe there's going to be a competitive game.
Probably not.
Because it's not even like Team USA's played well.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
they have sloppy.
Well, the last game was the first one that they actually played well offensively. And they beat the living crap out of them.
And they were still sloppy.
Yeah.
Like, they still were throwing the ball all over
the place. It was the first time, though, one of the stars had, like, a really big game. Like, Steph. Like, I know Ant's been kind of carrying the bench unit, and he's been carrying the scoring load of Team USA so far. But it was the first game that Steph was like, oh, I'm going to show these MFers what I do.
Yeah, and then we got the Open.
Twisters comes out?
Twisters. Yeah, but it's not game of the weekend. Have you been yet?
To Twisters?
Yeah.
No, I saw Long Legs instead.
Apparently it's great.
Twisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good.
And it's making a lot of money. All right, when we come back, we will tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 99 FM, ESPN. All right, Connor, for today's Tell Your Story, let's go to my boy, Rory McIlroy. My boy, Rory, after missing the cut, I was thinking about my vacation after 22 holes.
Do you think he has college football 25?
Feels more like a FIFA guy.
Oh, that's probably a good call.
But, yeah, I mean, he's probably going to some exotic island, right? I would think.
Maybe Ibiza.
Yeah, Ibiza. Yeah, maybe that's where he's going. I want to thank Blake Topmeyer for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Connor, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kuhn Show's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.